Davy Crockett was a real person who lived a bigger than real life. He really was an Indian fighter, and he really was a politician, and he really did die in the War of Texas Independence in the 30s. Davy Crockett said of himself that he was the biggest liar in Tennessee. He said that of himself, and the people in Tennessee believed him, and they sent him to Congress, not once, but five times, believing that was an adequate preparation for a life of politics. Unfortunately, when Davy Crockett got to Washington, D.C. with his lies, the people in Washington, D.C. just laughed at him. Compared to what they were doing, he was telling pathetic little lies about killing bears and grinning at possums. I mean, they were selling the country down the river. They just laughed at him, and he became very depressed, and he started hanging around in bars in Maryland and Virginia. And that's where I met him. I'd stopped in at the Indian Queen Tavern on Bladensburg Road for a Coke, I believe. I forget exactly what it was. But anyway, there was this man in there, and he was going on and on about rifle shooting. He said he was the best rifle shot in Tennessee. He said everyone in Tennessee was a wonderful rifle shot, and he was the best in Tennessee, and therefore he was the best in the world. I didn't care, but he went on and on about it. He said at 200 yards he could shoot the curl out of a pig's tail. He said at 200 yards he could shoot the curl back into it. He said at 200 yards he could shoot the flies off a pig's butt. Somebody said you couldn't see flies at that distance. He said they're there. Well, he went on and on about it, what a wonderful shot he was. And finally, just to break the monotony, I said, "No, you're not." He said, "What?" I said, "You're not the best rifle shot in the world." He said, "I am too." I said, "You're not." He said, "Yes." I said, "No." He said, "Well, who is?" I said, "Me." He said, "You are not." I said, "I am too." He said, "No." I said, "Yes." We decided to settle it once and for all, so we went out into the parking lot and had a fist fight. The first thing Davy Crockett did is punch me in the fist with his nose just as hard as he could. Well, it hurt. It rocked me back, I'll admit it, but I was younger in those days and I could take a punch. I came back for more. He gave me the old 1-2 in either fist with his eyes. Bap, bap. He slapped me in the palm of my hands with his ears simultaneously. Boy, did that hurt. Then he butted me in the head with his stomach. He kicked me in the foot with his kneecap. He was a terrible fighter, but he could see this wasn't doing him any good. So he grabbed me and we got down on the ground and started wrestling around on the ground. First thing he did is force his nose in between my teeth and grind them together. Boy, did that hurt. Then he grabbed me by the thumb in my finger with his ear and he twisted my wrist and he gouged my thumb with his eye. Boy, this guy was bad, but I came back for more. I wouldn't give up. He got very upset, and he finally jumped up, and he pulled a thing out of his boot that was very stylish in those days, a thing called an Arkansas toothpick, a great big knife. Well, what could I do? I was being attacked by a maniac with a knife. I pulled out my pocket knife, and I carved my initials in his belly button in cursive. Well, all of his intestines fell out on the ground, and Davy could see he was behind on points, and he figured he'd go for help. Well, there wasn't any help for him in Maryland. Us Maryland guys might fuss with each other, but when some foreigner comes up and starts aggravating us, we stick together. So he figured he'd go back to Tennessee and get a gang and come back and jump me. But he knew he couldn't make it back to Tennessee and back with me chasing him, not with 32 feet of insides hanging out behind him. So what he did was he threw the knife up in the air, caught it by the blade, and threw it at me just as hard as he could. Well, I jumped back, but I was too slow. The knife stuck through my foot and pinned my foot to a great big stump in the ground. Well, Davy started running down the railroad track toward Tennessee, and I tried to wrench my foot off that stump with the knife sticking in it, and I pulled and pulled and couldn't get the knife out, but I finally pulled the entire stump up out of the ground, and I started chasing him, bum thump, down the railroad track. Could hardly keep the man in sight. Well, where the railroad track curves, if you don't put the rails in just right, one rail will get more vibration than the others, and that's exactly what happened. And one rail got more vibration, and one of those spikes started backing out. And as luck would have it, one of the loops of Davy Crockett's intestine caught on that spike, and his intestine just started stretching out longer and longer like a great big rubber band. Davy started running slower and slower and slower as that gut just wouldn't take any more stretching. Finally, where the sheep crossing is, he slipped in something. I don't know what, but he started to lose his balance. He started running backwards just as fast as he could, waving his hands, trying to stay on his feet. He passed me like I was standing still. I was standing still. It's odd to see a man running up a track backwards. Well, where the track curves, he went straight, and the loop of his intestine unhooked off that railroad spike. Davy ran right into an oak tree, and all those intestines just wrapped around him, chickity, 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 and tucked himself into his collar. Well, I came up to him with a knife in one hand and a knife in one foot, and there he was, all wrapped up in himself as usual. I said, "Well, Davy, which one of us is the greatest rifle shot now?" He said, "I was, and that's how I got to be the greatest rifle shot in the world."